Welcome to The Point Home Services, the podcast where real contractors share real strategies. We cut through the noise and get straight to the point with the contractors that are working in the field right now. If you run a home services business and want to lead better, grow faster, and stay sharp, you're in the right place. Now, before we get started, I need you to do one thing. Only 30% of our listeners are following the show, so stop what you're doing, hit follow, and let's get to the point.
We're not blasting lists of people that we don't have permission to blast or to text. You don't want to buy a list, put it in the system, and text it out. Companies can get in big trouble for that. If these people have requested information, have started a dialogue with you, and you have, we encourage everybody to put opt-ins on their invoices, opt-ins on their website, just everywhere that you would have to put an opt-in for an email, same kind of thing. It's all the same rules, and you just give them an option to opt out, and you're fine. As long as they can opt out when they want, they can, and they just reply stop, and it stops.
This is To The Point. A Rhino Experience. Voted one of the top home services marketing and operations podcasts. Cutting through the bullshit and getting to the point.
What's up, To The Point listeners? It's your boy, Chris Yano, the host of To The Point Home Services Podcast. And of course, I got my new co-host, my lovely co-host, Mr. 22 Savage. What's up, 22?
What's up, man?
Just embraces it. He's just all about that 22 Savage life. You know what? Anytime I ask Chad a question, this is usually how it starts. 21, can you do something? Come on, finish it, Chad. Finish it, Chad. What's the next one?
I have no idea. My wife went to the concert like 2 weeks ago. She's like, "Hey, I'm going to the concert." I was like, "What? Where's my ticket? I didn't even know this was on the calendar." She's like, "You're not coming with me. Sorry."
Does she not know? I mean, did she borrow? Did she have the audacity to ask you to borrow your shirt? Your
21. She did ask me to borrow the shirt. However, I don't think she ended up wearing it for
That's
whatever reason.
Bullshit. You should have said nope. You know, no ticket, no shirt.
Fuck That's right.
you. That's what you well, should have said.
I've seen Chad at things where you think you would be dancing to rap music and he was not dancing. So I see why she did not take you with her.
It's probably a good plan.
I think it was valid.
Yeah.
You know, Chad's more of a dancing and singing in his head type of person than he is outward. But I'm going to continue to work it as long as I can until I can get something. But he says, "Oh, I don't know the next line." Man, you know the next line. You wrote it. Him and Drake go way back. They're like this. All right. Well, we're off to a great start, boys. This is fantastic. Okay. Listeners, we have an episode today. A lot of this is going to be around rehashing. You know, when you go out, you're putting out putting proposals out there. What are you doing for follow-up? What are you doing? Things like that. Like, we're just talking pre-podcast with some of the guys on here. I'll give it some intros in a second about, you know, heat hit. We finally get busy. You know, so we got that going for us. Finally, we got some heat in the HVAC business. But you still got to pay attention to the follow-up on things, too, to try and maximize really any opportunity. So I got my man AG in the place to be, Mr. Aaron Gaynor from Eco on here. Aaron, welcome back. One of my good buddies.
Absolutely, man.
And we got a newbie on here, too, Ryan Finn, who is the CEO of Chirp. And no, this is not a Chirp episode, but I am certainly grateful, Ryan, for your sponsorship and your loyalty to the 2 Point Podcast. So my hat's off to you, sir.
Oh, yeah. Happy to be here. Thanks, man.
Appreciate you. Hey, by the way, you did a great job at Vertical Track, your presentation. I thought that was a killer intro. So well done making fun of Tommy. Appreciate that. But
somebody's got to do it.
That's right, man. It was really good too. But Ryan will be our subject matter expert on this omni-channel communication stuff. And really, it's just asking, you know, Aaron and talking with Chad on how they're, you know, what are they doing to continuously follow up, you know, efficiently with, you know, some of the stuff that's out there, our thoughts on like the text communication, like how they're using it in the market. And hopefully you as a listener can take away some things that maybe you are doing or aren't doing, or you can do differently, you know, based on what these guys, you know, have to say and obviously Ryan's input. So gentlemen, excited to have you here. Excited to go through this little episode too. And I know it's like, you know, over in Indiana and Ohio, you boys are getting nailed with some heat right now. So I know that this is not ideal timing, you know, to hop on and do this for you, but I appreciate you making the time anyhow.
This so is the best time when you're busy, then it's when you're slow is when you feel like you're working all the time.
Well, Chad, you just told me you had to go run a service call. So I thought I really appreciate you.
No. They don't want me out there.
It was just actually at your house, though. That's the problem. You caused the surface problem. I thought I saw a gainer over there plunging your shitter.
He actually knows how to do something.
I was going to say, I don't know. Chad ever run a service call? I don't know.
No. No. No, he's only ever caused them. Caused this. But so here's what I wanted to jumping on, guys, is, you know, just maybe what we can do too is, Ryan, maybe open up with what all Chirp offers. And then what we can do is maybe how these guys can break down how they're using those in different, you know, in different parts of their business. So why don't you just kick us off with what all Chirp is doing. And then what I'd like you to do is just chime in on what you're experiencing across your customers too, for some of the different products and services that you offer. But, you know, Aaron, I want you from your perspective, because you've actually implemented it in the market. So you have some real time experience, and Chad does some different stuff too. So we're going to have some good diversity on this episode on how to go about, you know, chasing down some of this pending business. So Ryan, go ahead and kick us off and just let everybody know what all Chirp has to offer. And then let's just go ahead and start picking that stuff apart. And then maybe AG, what you can do is just when he's done, just jump in on like what, you know, your main reason for implementing this. And then like, what do you like the best out of that? What's working the best for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. So it'll probably help if I start with why Chirp even exists. So just a little quick background. And then I'll dive into, you know, the various ways that people are using it. But I started my first business back in 2010. I was a windshield repair. We did windshield repair. It was a good business. And we got to a point where we were in like 9 different locations, different dealerships, things like that, servicing as cars were coming in for service. We were offering to fix their windshields. And then in 2014, I decided, because I had some digital marketing background, and so I wanted to take it to the digital space. And so I created a course on how to start and grow your own windshield repair business. And I started selling that course online, and I was selling it using Facebook ads. And I spent a lot of money on Facebook ads figuring out how to convert the leads into sales. And what I found worked best is if a lead submitted their information on my website, that I would text that lead within a minute of them submitting their information. And I found that dramatically increased my conversion rate. And I ended up making about $2 million selling that course, and I was selling it through text messaging. And so I got the idea then. It was like, okay, cool. Selling through text messaging, or at least lead nurture through text messaging, is really powerful. And I was piecing together a bunch of softwares to make it work. And that's you know, when I got the idea to start Chirp. So I said, you know, I want to take all these strategies that I'm doing, that I'm using all these various softwares to piece together, and I want to create a platform where all of this can happen in one place. And so in 2018, we started programming Chirp. But initially it was for automated outreach to leads as they came in. And now we're now 6 years into this, and we've come up with many, many different strategies along the customer journey where automated follow-up can really enhance the salesman's ability to close deals and really increase the conversion rate. So on the front end, if we're talking about the customer journey, you know, on the front end, we have a key moment is when that lead raises their hand and says, hey, I'm interested in your service. That's filling out a form on your website. That's filling out a Facebook lead form. That's calling any way that they're contacting you to express interest. And that first minute is crucial in your business. Salesforce did a study that says they did it across like millions of lead form fills. And the study showed that if you don't contact your leads within that first minute, it drops down to about half of the chance of converting within the second minute, and then a fourth within the third minute. And so it's a very dramatic drop in your conversion in just the first 3 minutes. So if you can close that gap down to a minute, you're going to see a huge increase in your lead conversion. And then from there, if we consistently follow up with the leads, whether they're leads, they're estimates, if they have not closed, we need to be triggering follow-up along the customer journey to make sure that we're maximizing our conversion rate. So that's kind of like the front end. And we use multi-channel to do that. We use text message because that's going to be your highest read rate. We have a 98% read rate on text message. 90% plus of consumers prefer texting over, you know, any form of communication. And so we're not a text platform, but because that is the most important, I should say we're not a text only platform, but because that is the most important form of communication right now, that's what we focus on. But we also do email. We do ringless voicemail where we can send a pre-recorded voicemail into the customer's inbox. And we use these various types of follow-up to consistently stay top of mind during the buying decision. And then from there, there's a lot of other really cool stuff. Post-job follow-up, scheduled job follow-up. There's a lot of really cool steps along the way that that can be used to follow up. And it's not always about selling. It's also about, you know, maintaining a relationship with your customers. So I think that's probably a pretty good rundown.
Yeah, I think that's enough. I'm just giving you hard time. Hey, I'm curious to all of you guys, and you got to try and not be biased here, Ryan, but I suck at checking my voicemail. we were recording a podcast earlier, and I had a couple calls come through, and I had to make myself a note to go back and look at my voicemail. I don't know. Like if that happens to you guys, and I think what happens because we get so much shit calls, you know what I mean? And some of it's, most of it's junk that I'm getting. And so I just have kind of like gotten in this habit of not checking my voicemails off. And anybody who wants to get a hold of me knows to text message me, to your point of it being like the most effective way to do it. So
biases aside, texting, I can't help but look at my phone for texting. I have to look at it regardless of what it is. Some guys, actually Sebastian from Rilla is the only guy I've ever seen. He has over 1,000 notifications on his text app that are unopened. So he's the only guy I know that has that high of an unopened rate, but everybody else, it's usually they got to check it within 3 minutes. Email. I usually check email, but I forget about it. Like I'll go, okay, I need to respond to that email, and I'll more than likely forget about it than I would a text message. And then voice, like you said, voicemail. I still have to see what it at least starts out. If I can tell pretty quick that it's crap, I'll delete it. But usually I'm checking voicemails. But
you know what's nice now is on Apple, it actually, you know, now you can
read it, transcribes it. Yeah.
It transcribes it as they're going. So I'm like, oh, sweet. And then you can also hop into it. So you can actually hop into that call. Really
cool. Oh, I probably should take this call.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, you're just waiting to, you're screening my call.
Yeah, you can screen calls now.
Yeah. Well, if you leave Chad email, a text message, or a phone call, he is not hitting your 1, 2, 3, 4 minute mark. for me, at least. Maybe not for you, but it's like when Chad gets to it. Like he will put his phone down and not even look at it.
Well, my phone hasn't had a ringer.
He's a free man. He's a free man.
My phone hasn't had a ringer in years. I have no notifications that pop up, so I don't have any of those red bubbles or anything like that. It just keeps me from looking at it. So
you're everything we aspire to be.
I don't know about that, but I, to answer your question, Chris, I cannot remember the last time I left a voicemail or listened to one. All of mine are all of mine are sent directly to my inbox. And so it just shows up.
Oh, but you do check them in your email.
Yeah, I'll just look at it in my email. But typically, I can't remember someone who left me an important voicemail here lately.
No collections agencies call.
No.
So for us, if we want to get into like some of the chirps, we have 18 campaigns going right now in chirp. Some are more successful than others. There's got to test different things. I'd say the biggest one that we have had, which I'm not proud of, but is the biggest success we had, is the callback. When we miss a call, that one calls back, right? The immediate text on our call center misses a call has been pretty successful for us. Last week alone on chirp call on text back, I think we had $300,000 in saved revenue on that campaign alone.
Only $300,000?
Yeah, only 300,000.
Yeah. Wait, so walk. So, AG, walk me through that real quick. So obviously, you guys got some heat. It got busy. You probably like CSRs probably missed some stuff just because of like the volume. You can't staff type of stuff, right?
So you can't staff for it. So it spikes up, right? And then even at other times, our miss rate has, our call center miss rate's not been that, has been, you know, a work in progress. But yeah, again, like when we have spikes in weather, rain for some pumps. Last week we had the HVAC started spiking, and this, it immediately, we missed the call, it texts the customer, and we send them a link to Schedule Engine. And then they can either book right immediately online, or we get a call, or we send a text that says, hey, we're, please respond here to text to us, or go ahead and schedule online. And because of that, we've been able to save a lot. Like, that's probably been the strongest overall campaign in the idea of missing calls and then be able to get immediate communication with people in seconds. And that turns into a text if our call center can't get it.
To clarify, you're sending the text and saying, sorry, we missed your call. And then a link that says just book here. And yep. So, and then they're going through and is that, you're seeing that's pretty high converting as far as them.
Yeah, we're seeing that's pretty high converting. Yeah. They're immediately just going and scheduling right online through Schedule Engine. And we have a scheduler for that, right? That we track that comes back in, and Chirp has that, obviously you're reporting too.
Yeah.
We've seen success there. That's probably one of the best response ones we've had in general, because they're obviously in a demand need. So we've been able to see that. And that's been something we usually try to chase down later, right? Try to call back, or
we have an
answering service trying to get capture them. You know, different strategies try to use there. So I'd say that one, and then we have a good, pretty strong response on maintenance, on membership follow ups, scheduling membership calls. I don't know, Chad, if that's what you use. I've seen too, but really strong on membership, cross selling our membership, cross scheduling our membership maintenance too. So if somebody signs up, they have the HVAC, and then we text them to get their plumbing inspection done, right? So we've seen a lot of solid booking from those too. So those are a couple of quick examples of where we've seen some really strong success on is missed and our membership booking.
By now you've probably heard how much of a proponent I am for Blueon, but I'm not the only one. When you talk to service managers using Blueon, the stories all sound very familiar. Nick Christensen over at Herbal Heating says his team saved 46 hours in just the first month. Between the parts lookup, wiring diagrams, and AI troubleshooting, his techs are solving issues faster and ordering the right part the first time. It's even streamlined communications between the techs and the parts department. They just screenshot over the right part from Blueon and send it over. It's simple, it's accurate, and it works. And yeah, Peterman Brothers is definitely seeing that impact too. Do yourself a favor, click the link in the description and book a quick demo to see it in action.
Yeah, I'll add to that, because it kind of falls in line with yours, is using text messaging to kind of offset, you know, having to call all your members and schedule all of those, because trying to get them on the phone is a beast. So we do that to schedule. We call out to our members, very few of them. All of it is just, we just push text messages with a link that's in our capacity software, and they just book through text message to book their maintenance visit. And then another one that kind of falls in line with what Aaron was talking about was rescheduling. So like if a heat wave comes in, or we get a ton of rain and we need to reschedule some maintenance or something like that, rather than call all those customers, we just send them a text message and say, hey, you know, due to the heat, we need to reschedule your maintenance visit. Click here to reschedule or whatever, which works really well. And then two, like, what was the other one I was going to say? All of those are good. I'm stealing the one about the missed call text. So I'm going to go walk down, and that's a really good one. I like that a lot.
Yeah. And do multiple follow-ups on the missed call. You know, like if they don't book, have a couple more follow-ups go out over a couple of days. Cause they may, you know, move on and forget about it. And a day later might be good timing to hit them again and say, hey, you know, we noticed you called yesterday. We haven't been able to get a hold of you. You know, feel free to book here, and that'll capture even a little bit more than just the one follow-up text.
Yeah. Well, no, you could probably catch some free second opinions on this too. Yeah. They went out. Oh, you need a $20,000 system. Let's see what their price is.
And I think
what we find. Go ahead, Aaron.
I was going to say a couple other spots I didn't know when we were signing up originally, but have had success with, is hooking the Angie's leads, Thumbtack. A couple other sources too to help speed up those, so we get the people send in to Angie's lead and then immediately text them and be able to get in communication with them and schedule immediately. So we've seen success there on some of those platforms. I'm not sure if there's other ones that you guys are tied into, but I know we're using Angie's Leads and Thumbtack. And on our website, if there's a film form on the website too, we hit it too. So those are coming to some of the other platform areas where we've been seeing success, some success. I don't know if you tie into, it was a great time for me to learn something. Do you tie into any other ones?
Well, the thing is with it, because we use webhooks to capture the data, even if we don't have a formal partnership or a formal integration with a lead aggregator, they generally will have an option where we can connect webhooks and make it happen. So anybody really, the only one that closes everything off is Yelp. They don't offer any type of, and there's ways around it, and we figured out ways around it, but it's not a direct integration. But pretty much everybody that does lead generation, we can figure out how to capture that lead and start the text conversation.
What's important here for listeners to know is this is automated, right? Like, this is not like a human being's having to go and set these things. These are automated, right? So it's automatically doing these things for you with whatever your messaging is that you put in there. Is that right?
Yes. That's a really good point. We're not talking about just a whole bunch of people sitting around texting. We hire a bunch of teenage girls with their cell phones to text us. it is an automated platform, but the cool thing is it's triggered automatically from your Service Titan or House Call Pro or whatever it is you use. This is triggered automatically. So when Aaron misses a call, it's not like he's clicking anything and saying, missed call. We got to text this guy. It's Service Titan's recognizing that missed call and starting that campaign automatically. And
that's then what's the cool point. That's what I was trying to get at is that's the point. Yeah. Aaron, when you say Aaron's going to send a text, well, Aaron's not actually sending the text. It's automatically being done.
Yeah.
Aaron's like, oh, fuck, hang on.
Yeah. Yep. And then what's cool is because of the integration, as important as it is to start a campaign, it's also just as important to stop campaigns at the right point. So like, let's say we already talked about the follow-up with missed call. And let's say we do send a text message the next day to try to follow up and get them to book. If they book at that point, we don't want more, follow-ups because they've booked. And so when that booking is logged in Service Titan, our system recognizes that and knows to stop any more follow-up after that. And so you're starting and stopping campaigns just by using Service Titan the way you're using it now. So one of the things I would talk about, along those lines is we talked about it being, the hot season right now. And what I see like a lot of HVAC companies doing, and it's just the culture. And I think if you have like a paradigm shift around this, you can really change, because you don't have to have a slow season and a hot season. If you manage it correctly, you can have your really busy season, and then all those leads that are following, that are falling through where you're going, we're so busy, like those ones, like right now, Aaron, those ones, there's a bunch that have fallen through that you just started this missed call campaign, but there's a bunch that didn't convert still sitting there. And if we continue following up, lightly, now we're moving them into like a slower long-term campaign. And this is where in the slow season, these leads will start to respond. Sometimes you'll have like a 6-month drip where a text goes out 6 months later and just says, hey, we know we contacted you. We communicated a little while back. Did you ever get the work done you needed? And there'll be the occasional one that pops up and says, oh, you know what? I never was able to get that done, or I couldn't afford it at the time, whatever it is. And you'll start to get those coming back up in the slow season. And so now you can, instead of just going, well, it's our busy season, we'll take as much as we can get, we're busy, and then we just expect it to be slow. It's like, take those ones that have dropped off during the busy season and follow up with them in the slow season, and you'll see a much busier slow season. So,
yeah. Question. So these guys are probably going, right now, because it's hot, they're going out there. There's a lot of sales happening, but there's also a lot of pending sales happening. Does this work along with that too, where for outreach on like some of those pending sales, is there something that you're using for that to also kind of can reach out? So maybe you have somebody internally who's actually physically reaching out to, on that proposal, but at some point is there like, okay, let's just go ahead and make this thing an automated, like an ongoing automation.
Yeah, we do. I'll let you guys talk to it, but yeah, we have open invoice Open estimate. Yeah, we have open estimate campaigns, but you might want to speak a little bit to how they work.
Same idea, right? Where you send out the estimate, that's a trigger. That's a Service Titan moment that says, "Chirp, we've sent out this estimate," and now we can start an estimate follow up campaign. So, and what's really differentiates us from anybody out there is our deep, deep integration with Service Titan. So now you can say, when an estimate is sent, if it has all these sub filters, do this campaign, because you're gonna follow up different. Like, for example, Aaron's got, you know, he's a plumber and HVAC, so he's not gonna want to follow up the same on a plumbing job as he does on HVAC, right? And so we can base it on job types, business units, tags, technicians, invoice amounts, various sub filters, so that our follow up can be laser targeted. And so, like, on a high ticket follow up, we might have a more aggressive campaign than we do on just like a service or a repair. And so, you know, that just allows you to get more, you know, more and more laser targeted, more personalized. The follow-up isn't generic. It's not just every single open estimate gets the exact same follow-up. So again, it goes back to it just being totally automated. You're not changing anything the way you're doing it already in Service Titan. When you click that estimate to be sent, that tells Chirp that an estimate is sent out, and that can start the follow-up campaign.
Got it. Peterman, what are you doing? What are you doing with that type of stuff? Like, what's your guys' process for that?
I thought you meant, what are you doing? I go,
what are you doing, bro? That's how you ask.
I was just listening to Ryan talk. Why are you coming at me like that? What am I doing on that front? So, we're doing some of that as well, following up on open estimates and trying to get some of those closed. I'd say another use case, and you may get into this, but I'll just say it now because I was thinking about it, is we use it on the front end of the call too. So, every night, it's almost 4 o'clock right now, so probably here in just a little bit, all of the estimates for HVAC that we have on the board for tomorrow, they receive a text with a financing link, and it basically says, hey, you know, most of our customers utilize, you know, flexible payment term, whatever it says, and try to get leads pre-approved before the guys run them.
Nice, that's a huge one.
And what we found is that if we can get someone pre-approved, as you can imagine, they're more than likely going to buy. I mean, I think the close rate on those is up in the 90s. Every once in a while, you may get someone, but it also helps us vet, especially when it gets hot, is if someone gets credit declined. Obviously, we know that we don't have to maybe waste an appointment there because they're not going to be buying anyway. And it's not like we just don't run the call. We may, you know, we reach out to them. Hey, notice you filled this out. It didn't get approved. You know, are you planning on paying for this in a different way where you just check in? What's that look like? But it can help us kind of filter our capacity, if you will, by making sure that we're running, you know, good leads to a certain degree.
Dude, that's interesting because you lead with financing a ton, so that plays right into your guys's normal strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's awesome, man. You're walking into these booked appointments with pre-approval amounts before even getting to the house. That's fantastic.
Yeah, yep. We saw. I think it was Lori Scholl from Eagle Pipe. She was one of the first we see do this, but it was brilliant. She sends out that text, and it's the same thing. Somebody books a job. Just to be clear on, I want to get really clear on the actual flow here. Somebody books an appointment, and then you say, thank you for booking your appointment, whatever. And then another text can go out that says, we understand that this this can be, you know, a big financial decision. And so we want to make sure all of your options are available. We have some really great promotions going on with our finance company. And here's a link, and you can click and get pre-approved. And so, like you said, the sales guys show up. They walk in the door, they're pre-approved, and now it's like they're just taking an order at that point. And it's cool with financing. It's like everybody gets with financing, they get what they want. You know, with cash, they get what they need. So you're able to sell Cadillacs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, in a good way, if Cadillac is the good thing.
Yeah. Well, and it works too with the financing companies, because I'm sure there's people out there thinking, well, don't you have to have the amount that you want to get financed for? And, you know, we use GoodLeap. I think Aaron does too. Or he uses a bunch of different stuff, credit unions, whatever's working, over there, which I'm still jealous of that. GoodLeap, they approve them for a flat amount. And so you also know kind of where their budget is too, which is good.
Yeah.
GoodLeap's perfect for that. Because of the way they do their approvals, for sure.
Yeah, big shout out to GoodLeap. We love GoodLeap.
You know, not a podcast sponsor. I think we need to reach out to them, get some love. But they are a Rhino X sponsor, so shout out to GoodLeap. And I know you at Redbird Roofing as well. Question for you. I want to these are great tactics, because Aaron said 18 campaigns, and I was thinking, holy shit, that's a lot of campaigns. And I feel like we've covered like six. Yeah. So I'm guessing maybe some of those are broken down by maybe market or something like that. That might make them different or unique. I don't really know, but here's where my head's at with this too. You hear like, you know, all this communication with, you know, text messages going out and like the restrictions around that. What are, I'm assuming you probably get some pushback from some people who've heard from somebody that, you know, if you, you know, send this text message out, the potential of you getting fined as a business is X, Y, Z. Like, assuming you know all your shit when it comes up to all the, you know, requirements of SMS marketing, like what are some of the maybe concerns that you can alleviate, Ryan, for some of those who've considered it, maybe not done anything with it?
I've never heard this concern before. I didn't know this.
I bet not.
No. Yeah. We've sent out, at this point, hundreds of millions of text messages through the system. There are rules that you need to follow. I can't give you like an attorney's breakdown of those rules. And some of them are location specific, city and state specific. But generally speaking, the number one thing, and when you get on the call with us, if you do a demo with us, we'll go deeper into some of this stuff on as far as like, some of the Supreme Court rulings and stuff, but generally speaking, we are not blasting lists of people that we don't have permission to blast or to text. You don't want to buy a list, put it in the system, and text it out. Companies can get in big trouble for that. However, if these companies, if these people have requested information, have started a dialogue with you, and you have, we encourage everybody to put opt-ins on their invoices, opt-ins on their website, just everywhere that you would have to put an opt-in for an email, same kind of thing. It's all the same rules, and you just give them an option to opt out and you're fine. As long as they can opt out when they want, they can, and they just reply stop and it stops. And the system follows all the rules. And what's cool is we use, you know, a text messaging. You know, above us is another, are the carriers that deliver the text messages, and they're extremely fast to hit us if we're doing something, you know, out of, not even illegal, but out of like what they're comfortable with. And so we'll get hit pretty quick, and we'll go to the company and say, hey, what you're doing is not safe and you should stop. We've had, and that's never happened once with a home service company up to this point. The only people that have that we've seen get in trouble came into the system kind of disguised as home service companies, but started sending out financing text messages to like businesses. They were sending out like, do you need $500K for your business? You know, click here to get a loan. And it was like, we got notified within like an hour from our upstream carriers saying, hey, this is, you got to shut these guys down. And so there's a ton of fail safes in place. As long as you follow the rules, you're not pissing people off, you're going to be fine. And we'll go through that with you, you know, specific to you, you know, on a demo.
Yeah. So I just want you to address a high level, because I've heard it a couple of different times too. And you think about it this way, like I get, like you just said, that credit app thing. I get those text messages actually not all the time, but frequently I get those messages, and I'm like, never ever am I going to do anything with
apply for a loan. Here's my social security number.
This makes sense. I'll get the occasional Pizza Hut discount text message sent to me from time to time. I don't even know how the hell that one came about.
I do. you opted in at one point, 100%. No.
Yeah. I didn't know what I was doing. So
late night, things got wild.
There's a good chance that happened. You know, the one I did opt into and the one I am grateful for, because I'm not buying anything from a text message from anybody, right? Like, and you're not sending this stuff out trying to sell people anyway. You're just trying to get, like, all you're doing is service, like customer service with it. And yes, you're trying to get them to take action, but you're not like selling with it. The only text message I've ever responded to and actually bought something from was the IV drip one time.
Oh, nice.
Came at the right time after probably a weekend with Gaynor and out here in Phoenix and whoever else. Could have been after Rhino X, where I was like, oh my God, this is like a godsend. I need to get a drip right now. And I responded to it and I had an IV drip that afternoon. It was perfect.
Two things here is, one is, I didn't even know Pizza Hut still was a business. Secondly, I got an IV today.
Well done.
There we go.
When is the last time you had pizza? I haven't had Pizza Hut, and it's been
I didn't even know Pizza Hut was even. He's like, wow, got something from Pizza. I was like, Pizza Hut? I didn't know they were in business anymore.
Hey,
play the video games inside there and eat, like, with the lights, the old glass lights or something in there.
Hey,
nobody out pizzas the Hut. Nobody.
You better stop talking shit on Pizza Hut right now.
I love Pizza Hut. I just literally can't remember the last time I had Pizza Hut.
That's great.
Oh, you know what? I have, because sometimes we know it's just the easiest way to get dinner served when you got all the kids. You know, you can get some pizza, some pasta.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever.
Little Caesars wins in that scenario.
We can have a pizza. We can have a pizza debate later.
Yeah, we'll do that later.
Okay, hey, so let me get a style back in before Chad fucked us up here.
Sarah brought it up. It wasn't me.
Chad.
No, I'm blaming Chad. Chad did it. Yep. This is why he got the nickname 22 Savage. He is a savage beast. So, okay, so Aaron was talking about some of the campaigns, like the ones that come off the top of his head are the ones that, you know, to him are the most successful or have the most value to him. But Ryan, from your perspective, like from what you're seeing, are you noticing like, hey, these are the top five like best campaigns that contractors are running? And maybe that varies based on, you know, the type of business. I'm not sure how much you're doing outside of like HVAC, plumbing, electrical, like within the roofing. I know you're doing some garage door stuff as well. But like, what are you, I'm certain there's got to be some consistency to whatever it is that you're seeing. Like, hey, when somebody comes on board with us, we recommend these things. Like, what are those? And maybe that's what we've already talked about too. Is there anything else outside of that, or is there anything that we haven't talked about?
Yeah, for sure. So I actually just put together an ebook. I have the graphic designer doing the graphics for it. It'll be available probably in the next week or so. But it's the top 11 campaigns, the top 11 strategies that everybody's using Chirp for. So that'll be available here pretty quick. But off the top of my head, we've already talked about speed to lead. We've called lead follow-up, estimate follow-up, scheduled jobs. So one that's we like is scheduled jobs, where we're sending a more personalized follow-up to remind the people and to introduce them to the tech, that kind of stuff. The pre-financing, pre-approval, abandon or miss calls. Another one is canceled jobs. This is a really big one. Somebody cancels a job, we want to trigger a follow-up to find out why they canceled and try to get them rebooked. That will generate money like right away. And then we look at like post job, where we look at reviews. We want to increase reviews. There are a lot of review platforms. We can consolidate down so that you're not having to use multiple platforms to request reviews. And then what's different for us too is we're doing a multi-step follow-up for reviews, and it's from the same text number, you know, that we've been communicating with from the moment they became a lead. And so it's a much more personalized approach to get reviews. So we see really high conversion on reviews. And then you have annual, like post-job annual follow-up. You can do things like, you know, filter change reminders, stuff like that throughout the year to maintain communication and just stay top of mind. And then, you know, reach back out when it's time. Membership expiration is a big one. And then also just selling memberships to past clients. If you guys are doing any outbounding, and you want to your list, people don't realize how much money is sitting in their list because they go, well, I have 20,000 contacts in there. We haven't touched them in, you know, however long. And these are people you've done business with. And so they're reaching out to them. We had one recently say, he was like, it was Wednesday afternoon and Thursday and Friday were empty. And he was like, man, I'm worried that my calendar is going to be empty for my tech. I'm going to have technicians sitting around for 2 days. So he took a list of past customers. It was only, you can pull up, you know, a list of like 100 people that you've done business with and reach out to them automatically and say, hey, we have some slots open tomorrow. I wanted to see if you needed to get, you know, a tune-up or whatever it is that you want to offer. And he filled the next 2 days and the following week completely out by doing that campaign. So it's a cool way to like shoot from the hip. If you're looking at your schedule going, shoot, I need to fill up some slots. It allows you to shoot from the hip and do that as well. So those from the top of my head, those are most of them. That's not all 11 of them, but that's a really good overview. And what's great about how we do things, there's a lot of platforms, a lot of software out there. I took a totally different approach. I never took like venture capital money from Silicon Valley or anything like that. I'm not under pressure to, you know, just sell, get as many contracts as I can and get out. We took a much more boutique approach to this to say, hey, we want people to have software and we want to couple them with an expert so that they're never just left alone to figure this stuff out. And so when you start, we're going to take those 11 strategies and say, what do you want to focus on in your business? And you're going to have an expert there to help you and create these things. All the pre-built campaigns, everything we have is pre-built that you can customize to your own liking or change it completely, start from scratch, whatever you want. But nobody has to start from scratch. Everything's, you take the strategies that guys like Aaron Gaynor are doing right now, and it's ready to go. We just build it into your account and help you launch it. Aaron, maybe you could talk a little to like, apart from the software, your experience just with you know, our team.
Oh yeah, no, it's been great. Anytime I've needed to reach out or talk to you guys, I mean, even yesterday, I texted you guys, I saw you earlier on a call about some things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, your guys' response is great. And even when I was coming out here onto this call, they wrote in here, make sure you give a shout, or they write on some of the notes here. Xander was talking about, give a shout out to their team for the support they've given through this process right here on this paper from Xander, our call center manager.
Cool.
And so like, this has been, you know, good. Yeah, it's been good. And I'm not engaged with it as much as I probably should, but I'm aware of the campaigns. We have a weekly marketing meeting that we do that comes up with all the campaigns. We use the Chirp platform that has all the ROIs on it, all the returns on it, all the calls back, all the numbers, right? So it's all integrated in your system to be able to see what's happening. Anytime we've had any questions or stuff I've needed, I've reached out to Justin, and you guys have always got back quickly to me about lots of things, you know. So I appreciate that. And I'm assuming that you do that probably for everybody, and you know, maybe. You know, I know we got on kind of earlier on with you guys as you get moving with some of the getting recognized a little bit more. So, you know, from your support, it's been great. And all the way from the night I met you guys, just, it's been a while. It was a fun night. It was at Tommy's house. Everybody's drinking. Yeah. Go figure, right? And I was like, oh, you guys are sitting there talking about it. I was like, I got to do this. Like, yeah. So, and it's been successful, and we're very happy with it. And I think we still have a lot of opportunity to do more with it. I think Chad would probably say the same thing. He's probably sitting there saying, man, I should probably do this. I should probably do that right now already. But there's things we have been doing, been successful. I do think that one thing that we haven't done that I've seen, I think Tommy did and maybe some other people done, is some video texting where they make some videos and then they have the video and then it sends it to the customer. Is that what's kind of been with this?
You send a link, and this is actually really cool. This is a good strategy because one of my kind of philosophies, one of the problems I'm trying to solve in business, in the home service business, is people, and you guys know this, people love having their guy that they trust. And when you're a smaller HVAC company, let's say you're a mom and pop, just you're the guy, and you create this relationship with your customers and they go, no, that's my guy. I know the owner. They love knowing the owner. They love knowing like, that they can trust. But as you scale your business, that down home feel is much harder to maintain, because now you're 10 layers away from, you know, the customer. They never actually met you. And so it's really hard as you scale. A lot of guys get into it and go, sweet, man, this is great. I'm crushing it. And then as they start to scale, they start to lose that touch, and it doesn't work as well for them. And so what I want to do is at scale, be able to create a down home feel. And to do that, you do a video, let's say, and you want it to just be as you know, unproduced as possible. You don't want this heavily produced. It's like a selfie video from your phone. Tommy will say something like, "Hey, it's Tommy Mello. Thank you so much for booking with me. We really appreciate your business. We're here to make sure that you get 5-star service. If you have any problems or any questions, you can reach out to us and we'll take care of you." And like really introduces himself as the owner when that text goes out. And that, like, you know, it creates that feeling of like, oh, I know that's my guy. I know my guy, you know, but you're not actually having to do it, you know, to every single customer. You're not calling everyone and going, "Hey, I'm the owner." You know, I got that idea.
He's like standing outside, there's cars driving by and all types of stuff.
It should be.
I love Tommy, but he's like, it's Tommy. I'm like, dude, there's cars outside.
I got that idea. I used to work when I was doing the windshield repair business. I worked at a Toyota dealership, and the guy had installed this big red phone in the waiting area of the of his service department. And if you had any if you've had any negative interaction or any problem here, pick up this phone and it'll go directly to the owner of this dealership. And so it was like this big red phone, and it was like, I can talk to this guy. And I just thought that's a cool way for him to maintain, like, I'm here for you as the owner. I'm not away. And so by sending out that text, you know, at the right time, it's just a great way to maintain that. So
the video, I just want to address it because we've been talking about, I haven't done it, and I wanted to hear from the success. I mean, Tommy says that it's been good for him.
Yeah.
Not that we need to promote Tommy Mello anymore.
Yeah, that's enough, Tommy.
That's Tommy's conversation. Love Tommy. Yeah, he's always been great to all of us. But I was just kind of curious what the success rate, but I like what you're saying. It does bring back that feel because you kind of lose it, right? Even, you know, you got Chad on TV, you know, loving everybody, right? Yeah. And then they'll send in the messages, a little bit video from you. So I think that's probably something that is missed in this. Instead of just all being text, red stuff, text things, all these text stuff, having a little bit more personal touch. Okay.
Yep.
So you're seeing success with that. That's great.
Yeah.
Hey, can you imagine doing this with your technicians though? Hey, Jimmy here. I'm fixing to come out to your place and do a bang up job. It's going to be great. Thanks for choosing Eco.
Actually, I'm about to do that. That's gonna be great. This stuff's gonna go. I bet you the relationships even go up even more.
Yeah, exactly. People want, you know, Justin Judd will tell you all day long, authenticity is the key to sales. So there it is.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Aaron Gaynor here.
Your local plumber. I mean, I am a plumber.
Hey, if you're down in Louisiana, it's, hey, I'm being here. I'll go.
I used to plumb and have a big chew in. I quit dipping, man, years and years ago. I should bring it back then for these videos.
Hey, by the way, this is just a joke. Ohio, Kentucky, Louisiana, those were just jokes. Okay, if you're listening from those states, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Did you leave out Indiana?
The other state, he was dead serious.
We weren't talking about Indiana. We're talking
about Ohio. You just left Indiana out of that? Get that out of here.
No, my Indiana peeps know we weren't talking about Indiana. Okay? Oh, maybe in the Kentucky-Indiana border, but I don't really, that's a Kentucky thing.
Damn, right. You guys are right.
Hey, listen. I really love the idea of sending out video too. I remember Chad was talking about, I don't remember what episode it was on, and I don't know why, like, this seemed revolutionary to me. And he's talking about when you're sending out communication, like, that needs to go out to everybody on your team, instead of like telling your leadership and then expecting them to tell the next, you know, their team the same way that you told them, and then their team the same way. Yeah, you just create a video and you send that and share it with everybody. So that way everybody gets the exact same consistent message.
Great.
Yep.
By the way, Chad, I did that. I implemented that here. And you know what? It's cool. It actually takes out all the questions that were coming from some of the other rollouts. But
get to a point where you don't need a sales guy anymore. He just shows up, and then when they ask the question, they just go, "Oh, click that," and then just show the customer the video.
I do love the idea of using video. You know, one thing that when you're saying that, What I love about it and what I have a question about is, I like it because it does make it more personable, right? And people make decisions based on feelings, and you feel a certain way when you hear somebody talk or you hear him saying or whatever it is. Like, if that's my guy, you know, that makes you feel comfortable because you heard him as your guy and you're going to go and use him. What I wonder is if you open up that text message and that video doesn't have like the little play button, so you know, like click the video, or it doesn't automatically play and it's a link. Think about like all the spam links and shit that people are like tricking everybody with now. Yeah. Like I could see there being issues with somebody wanting to click on a link and actually watch the video.
Yeah, there. So the way that we get around that, you can't send a video through SMS. It just comes across as so grainy that it's not even worth sending. It just completely ruins it. The audio is all messed up. And so it does have to be through links, but the one way we've got around that is to couple it with a picture. So an image of like Tommy Mello talking with you can even have the play button in there. Yeah, exactly. Or like this, this. Look, no, here's the deal, guys. Look, here's the deal.
What?
Jesus, listen. I can see.
I love America.
We're gonna blow the roof off this thing. Okay. So anyways, yeah. So you could send it with an image as well, and it will help the click through rate.
I fucking derailed us. I apologize, but that was a moment we couldn't miss. That was too good. I don't know why I went into a Donald Trump impression with Tommy, but for some reason he does this, like it makes me think that he's Donald Trump. He's just Donald Trump. He just is. He just likes Donald Trump. He's just good at it. You know, he's like everybody loves him. He's Donald Trump. It's like he's Donald Trump. He's Tommy Mello.
Oh man.
Wow. Okay, we have Dira. In home services, speed to lead is everything. Chirp stands out by transforming your communication strategy. With Chirp, accelerate your lead response time with instant SMS text messaging, email, and ringless voicemail automation. Chirp's cutting-edge technology ensures you're the first and the most persistent, helping you close more deals than ever. But that's not all. Say goodbye to missed opportunities with Chirp's incredible follow-up system. Keep your leads engaged and moving smoothly through your sales funnel without lifting a finger. And with Chirp deep integrations with top CRMs like ServiceTitan, HouseCall Pro, and Jobber, you can launch laser-targeted campaigns to connect with the exact right leads at the exact right time. Automation creates efficiency. Efficiency unlocks scalability. With Chirp, you can automate speed to lead, estimate follow-ups, rehash, abandoned call follow-ups, canceled job follow-ups, review requests, outbounding to your list, annual reminders, membership expiration follow-ups, and so much more. So stop chasing leads. Capture them. Connect faster and close more deals with Chirp. Contact Chirp today and elevate your communication game. Okay, what else am I missing? Okay, we're about 45 minutes into this thing. I think we've accomplished some good shit besides the...
That's the whole customer journey. What I love is that I see customers coming in quite regularly finding new ways to do things. And so, you know, you can get started with the core campaigns that we know are going to cause big changes in your business positively, big increases in lead conversion. And then, you know, we have people come up with new ideas like that pre-financing, the financing pre-approval campaign. That was from a customer that came up with that idea. And so the beauty of Chirp is it gives you that freedom to create and do what you want to do in your business. You can look at it and go, hey, that's a little too aggressive for me, that I don't want to do it that much, or I want to be more aggressive, whatever. You can create and do whatever you want to make this exactly how you envision your customer journey.
You know what? It's kind of like a salesperson. Now, hang with me, because, you know, a salesperson wants to come up with or like go and make the sale. And then when you're done with it, you know, you have integrators, you have operators, you have people who are executing on whatever the sale is. Right. Or, you know, you're a visionary. You know, Peterman and I will talk about this, like we'll come up with these ideas, but I don't want to be the one that actually implements that. Well, this is similar. Like you're sending out the message, but it actually is doing all the work for you.
Oh yeah.
It is. I mean, you know, anytime you can add automation like that too, and you can modify it to kind of fit you and how you would say your things and all that stuff. But I think it's your responsibility, Ryan, as a partner to be paying attention to trends and then bringing that to your customer base. Yeah. I know we've historically been going after these things, but like you said, somebody brings something new to you. I feel like you have to then make sure that your team is saying, hey, to everybody else, here's something else we're seeing. And like, that's kind of what you have to be proactive on bringing to somebody.
And that's over the last 2 years as we've compiled those 11 strategies is exactly what you just explained. And then for those of you that are you wondering like, well, if I create a really cool campaign, I don't want it shared. That's fine. We don't share everybody's campaigns unless we have permission. But we find that most people, if they hit a winning campaign, they are happy to share it and put it out there. Lori Scholl was, like I said, with that the financing pre-approval, she was happy to be let us do a podcast and share that. So we won't share without your permission, but if you do, it does benefit a lot of people.
I mean, but what are you sharing? Like, we're not talking about we're talking about existing people like that you've already been working with.
Oh, some people are weird about it. They go, no, these are our campaigns. We don't want any other companies knowing what we're doing, blah, blah, blah. You know, and it's like, okay, we don't, that's okay. But
yeah, guess what? There's only so much shit you can do with this type of site that works. Yeah. It's the same thing for everybody. So like, it's not a fucking secret. Hey, Newsflash listeners, it's not a secret. Okay. I guarantee it's probably something very similar because that's the job, right? Like that's the stuff that works. And that's what his responsibility is or Chirp's responsibility is or whomever you're using for that.
Yeah.
That's responsibility is to, you know, to get them to re-engage and close. That's its job. And certain tactics are what make that shit happen. Just like your salesperson probably says the same shit as another person's salesperson. Just like, you know, I run paid ads for companies. It's the same fucking paid ads just based on their brand equity and their location, and their competition, but it's the same strategies.
Yep.
This shit is all red ocean. There's nobody's got some blue ocean going on. Right. Here. Come on.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I don't know, man. Actually, I think that, you know, for kind of coming into this with a thought around, you know, how can we use some of these like automated tools to help the businesses, you know, that are easy to integrate, easy to implement, easy to change, whatever. Like, I think we accomplished that on this episode. I hope you guys feel the same way, just about some tactical things. And actually, I took away two things that I hope that I could do here to better communicate with existing customers for Rhino through automation. But, you know, I think we accomplished it. I don't know if we left anything else out because I don't know all the things, but it seems like we did a pretty good job. I don't know if you guys or Chad, you're doing anything that's different than any of this stuff, or at least, or maybe going about it a different way. And if not, like, then we say, well, let's wrap this bitch up.
Yeah, no, I think the biggest thing that I think is a key takeaway, like to me, this is while we think it's normal, I think there's still a lot of people out there that are even hesitant to utilize text messaging in any form with customers. And I think that the big thing is you need to embrace it. Just because you're a plumber or an HVAC tech doesn't mean you can't text with a customer. That's how we buy things today. Like, I mean, how many of us don't pick up our phone or don't pick it up with a number that we don't recognize or whatever it may be? So I think that's kind of the bigger thing. Obviously, all of these strategies are just like supercharging text messaging, right? Which is just awesome and things that we should be doing. But I think just normal communication, you know, most people are out there working. So they don't have time for a phone call, but they can text, they can do all of these things. So whatever it is, I mean, we have, I think, two, maybe three people in the call center that are there and don't pick up a phone. They just text people all day. Yeah. I think Aaron's got some too. They just text people all day long. Like they're in the call center, but they never pick up a phone.
Yeah. So, and to take that a step further, a lot of, you know, the younger generation isn't so young anymore and they're buying houses. They're the new homeowners and they grew up with text. There's people now that own homes that grew up texting and that's what they know. And, you know, to get even further with that, there's a lot of anxiety right now. A lot of people carry a lot of anxiety and some people cannot even get on the phone and talk, but they can carry on a text message conversation. Yeah. And of course, we don't like that, but it's the way it is. And so we need to be able to communicate with the modern homeowner.
Hey, I like the text message, so I have to commit to a conversation with somebody.
Exactly.
I mean, you know what?
The online booking's growing. I mean, 25% of our calls are being booked online now. I mean, and I still want to get that higher, but you've just seen it over the last couple of years. It just keeps going and going, right? So people do not want to talk if they don't have to.
Yeah, and you still see a lot of that even in like people submitting contact forms and like that one. I'm not even scheduling. Like you would think that contact forms people don't use them. Fuck, they use them a lot of times, especially for like installs or replacements, like straight up sales leads. Like I think you'd be shocked on how many, if you pay attention to how much volume still comes through these nonverbal, you know, forms.
Yeah, if we have a hold queue, that's the message that plays is go online to book, and just sending them right there where they can just go and do that. They don't have to keep waiting on the phone.
Yeah, man, it's kind of weird, but I guess I'm the same way. If we think about, you know, when we were teenagers or even like young adults, you know, I mean, Gainer had the rotary phone.
I did, bro. I was going to a payphone. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't pay phone.
You had the telephone you picked up with the long ass cords. So you could walk down around.
I got a pager in high school, what Aaron. That's all. I got a pager. Oh yeah.
So did I.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was great.
You know, it is the way it is, and I think Chad, you're on a really good point, and this is something that kind of happens in phases. But regardless of what you think, who's listening, and about what you think about text messaging, you know, fucking forget it, because your customer, which is what matters to you, is using things like that, is using this stuff. So maybe you don't like it and you're like going to buck, oh, I'm not doing it. Well, then you can lose the business and give it to somebody else who is using it, because that is the way people communicate. Like that is the way. And it's not going to go backwards. Like, we're only going to continue to do those things.
Just like the CMA, like we all went to ServiceTitan. People didn't go to ServiceTitan a long time ago. The evolutions are happening, and either you're going to get on board or you're not, right? And you just got to be part of it. And some people fight it too long, and next thing you know, they're so far behind. So either jump on now or you're going to lose out. It's just
adapt or die. Adapt or die.
Last I checked, this shit isn't getting easier, right? So why don't we not use some tools to make some of this shit easier? Like, guess what? Everybody talks about AI, and just because you don't understand it doesn't mean you're not going to get railroaded if you don't figure out how to use it in your, you know, in your marketing campaign. So you got to figure shit out, and without having all the answers, and at least if you do something like this, you hear from a couple people, not just an owner of a business who would have, you know, a financial gain in you using this product. It's also those that are using the product or using the service in general who are saying, yes, we implement this in our business because it helps us make money. It's efficient, man. You know, it doesn't add more bodies, you know, to do it. So that's the whole purpose of doing this, you know, is, you know, yes, it might be nice right now for you listeners because it is summertime and you've gotten some heat and you've gotten busy, but don't fucking forget the little things like this too that actually make a big deal, that are automated and they're low cost, you know, entries type stuff. So, you know, that's the whole point of doing these podcasts like this, where we're talking about, you know, some sort of product or service specifically, is because I believe in it and I think it can genuinely help your business. And I didn't want to be just me or Ryan, you know, that's why I had Aaron and Chad talk about it as well. So, and these are guys that are, you know, pretty innovative in their businesses and bringing things in and, you know, and vetting them out. So not just coming on here because they like Ryan. If Ryan's products sucked, they wouldn't be on here. You know, like, so.
My love is conditioned. It's conditional. Their love for me is very conditional.
Hey, Ryan, welcome to the last 16 years of my fucking life, dude. Except your shit's a little more guaranteed than mine. So, about that. Hey, real quick, I'm going to close this thing out one way. Again, I appreciate you guys hopping on here and giving me an hour of your time, too. This was a great combo. I thought we got some really good stuff out of this. I wanted to end with this, though. I heard, Ryan, that you were a former comedian. Is that correct?
Yes, in another life, yes.
Sure. I mean, I heard the same thing about Sebastian. Like, that went through me for a loop because I can't imagine somebody listening to that.
You're like, dude, bro, I told Sebastian when I found out to tell me some of his jokes, and I was like, no. I was like, oh, I'm so glad you started this.
Former. Yeah, you did the right thing. You made the right transition.
Yeah, mine was 20 years ago. I hung out with like Pauly Shore. I hung out with like Daniel Tosh, some of those early guys. I used to open up for some guys down in at the Improv in LA and Orange County, and yeah, it was a good time.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. So this is gonna be a perfect segue right out of this episode. I would love for you to send us out with think back to, you know, a good joke, a good little shtick, something that you put out there, like a good, like something that would be maybe your opener that you would get somebody, or maybe a closer. A closer might be better. I don't know how long it took you to tie that stuff back in. I wanted you to close us out with a joke. I've ad-libbed long enough that you should have been able to think about one to be able to close us out with. Do you think you can do that for us?
Oh, jeez. Hey, now be funny for me real quick here. Yeah, that's easy. Okay. One of my early jokes was, this is going to bomb. I already know it, but, I would say, you know, I'm Mormon. So, let's get some of the stereotypes out of the way. I don't have three moms and 60 brothers and sisters. I have one mom and 60 brothers and sisters. So that was it. So
my, hey,
it worked on stage, but hey, this is not the right format for that. So.
Where's Tom Howard at?
You know,
yeah, Tom Howard too. Yeah.
I don't know why everybody started giggling when you said I'm Mormon, and then the joke was like, everybody's giggling. I bust Tom Howard shops about that too. But let me just tell you something: if none of this shit pans out for Rilla and Chirp, I doubt the author that's how it's going to work. But if it doesn't, you and Sebastian consider going on the road together because you guys will get a crowd of one.
Hey, I opened for a Joe Coy. You guys don't know Joe Coy? I opened for Joe Coy and I bombed. I bombed so hard in front of Joe Coy. It was pretty embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Hey, listen. Fantastic Joe Coy story, and then we're going to close this thing out of here. I was Anna, my wife, had showed me a video on Joe Coy on this like little TikTok video clip. And it was about Joe Coy was talking to a group in Brooklyn. And he was talking about mumble rap, like mumble rap these days. And like kids are like this mumble rap. Because he's like, if you've never heard mumble rap, don't bother. It's not what 22 Savage does, but it's mumble rap. It's like literally what you think. So Joe Coy says, what the fuck is that? Nobody wants to hear that shit. What everybody wants to hear is Biggie. You don't care how old you are, how young you are. Everybody loves Biggie. He does this whole bit on Biggie. So go to TikTok or Google and Google Joe Coy Biggie skit.
Joe Coy's great. Oh, check it out.
I got my little Biggie statue right here.
I have
everybody wants to hear Biggie.
I have that in my office. I have Tupac Easy and Snoop Dogg and Biggie. Go do yourself a favor. If you're any, it doesn't matter what age you are, go and Google that stuff and take a look at that TikTok and thank me later. So, gentlemen, I appreciate you guys. Great episode. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed it as much as we do. Not just the banter, but obviously there's some pretty good techniques in here that you can use. And obviously, if Chirp is the answer for you, then reach out to Justin or Ryan, or just go to Chirp or whatever and connect with those guys. And make sure that you tell them you came from To The Point, so that way they can give you the first 6 months free. I made that part up, but you can try. But gentlemen, I appreciate you.
Speaking of comedians, Brett.
You're welcome. I'm also I'm just over here generating business for you. Not revenue, business. Revenue. You're welcome. All right, guys. I appreciate you guys. So our listeners, you don't gotta do everything, but you gotta do something. No 0 days. Listeners, thank you so much again for listening to this podcast week after week. We are extremely grateful. Again, the whole purpose of this podcast is to give back to the home services industry that we love so much, whether you're a rhino or not. We really, really appreciate all the subscribers. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please go in and subscribe and you'll get all the episodes sent to you automatically weekly. Also, we have really enjoyed your feedback. It's so meaningful for us when we get to read the nice comments that you guys put. So keep doing that. And if you don't know how to do it, here's what you got to do. You search for To The Point Home Services on Apple Podcasts. You click on our profile, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and hit write a review, and be honest, and share your story and how the podcast has impacted you and your business. Thanks again from the bottom of our hearts at To The Point Home Services Podcast. We appreciate you. Welcome to The Point Home Services, the podcast where real contractors share real strategies. We cut through the noise and get straight to the point with the contractors that are working in the field right now. If you run a home services business and want to lead better, grow faster, and stay sharp, you're in the right place. Now, before we get started, I need you to do one thing. Only 30% of our listeners are following the show. So stop what you're doing, hit follow, and let's get to the point.